You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Lucy Burge of BetQL.com, and I am joined by Dan Carbuck and Rick Chappie. And we have a very valuable odds boost for all of you today on the 76ers to win and over 234 points scored in 76ers Trailblazers. This is boosted to plus 270 from plus 220 at BetMGM. Huge value here. The Sixers have won their last three games, and they went over this total in one of those. So much value to be had here.
In the words of Mugatu from Zoolander, the Sixers are so hot right now. They have won 16 of their last 20 games. The Blazers have gone just 2-6 in their last eight games. So these two teams are headed in opposite directions here. Their core is all healthy now. We have Maxey back. Tobias Harris is back. Embiid's playing. Harden's playing. I'm giving Philadelphia the clear edge, and that's validated here by BetQL. Per the model, the 76ers have an A matchup grade, including an A-plus starters grade, A offense grade, A defensive grade. Compare that with Portland's B-plus matchup grade, A starters grade, B plus offensive grade, and C plus defensive grade. As you can tell, there's a little bit of a difference there. And as far as the scoring is concerned here, we have Harden, Embiid, Maxey, Harris. On the opposite side with the Blazers, we have Lillard, Simons, Grant, Nurkic. There's a lot of these guys that could fill it up here. So I absolutely love the value from plus 220 to plus 270 over at BetMGM.
Lucy, I didn't know Dan was taking us back to high school with all these grades going on.
Numbers Dan, yeah. Grades Dan.
Yeah, parent-teacher conferences next week to go over these.
And, more participation and not good at sharing.
Oh, wow. Lucy.
Not that that was mine at all. But yeah. No, not speaking from experience. A pleasure to have in class is a popular one as well.
Yes.
The teacher generally is.
Okay, yes. There you go. Yes, there you go. More like it. The 76ers, 8-2 in their last 10. They've been on a tear, as Dan said. Embiid last two games on the road here, 35 and 41 points. So he is playing well. And the 76ers, when they play well, their offense clicks. 7 out of their last 8 games have gone over, and they do in the transition game too. They play some good defense, get steals, and get quick buckets, and that's really what you want when you're looking at an over here. So all you need is a two-team parlay with a money line on the favorite, and then the over, which is exactly what the over is today in that 233.5. So it's a fun one, and an extra $50 in value. That's almost like 25% boost here today. That's a pretty darn good boost. So it's a fun one. I put it in. And yep. I'll put the stamp of approval on this one with the Lions bet of the day from MGM.
Exactly. It is one of the Lions boost today at BetMGM, so we can hear roar. Yeah. We're on safari today with this Lions boost. Get in on that and head to BetQL.com and get your free 3-day trial today and check out our exclusive sports book offers there as well. And of course, follow us on Twitter at Daniel Carbuck, at RickCZ1, and at Lucille Burge. Favorite bets for today? I'm going with the Celtics. I'm finally ready to bet on the Celtics. Well, I have not been betting on them to cover the spread because I have not been trusting them, but they are back. and they are ready to roll. They are back on a roll when it comes to both winning and covering the spread, having covered in their last four games, and they won their last seven. Though they did lose to the Warriors the last time they faced each other in December, the Celtics have really gotten it back together now, and I think they can get the win and cover this one, especially because the Warriors have lost four of their last six games and four of their last seven on the road, and the Celtics have won their last six home games and covered four of their last six at home. So I really like the Celtics to cover this one tonight.
Plus, I think Jaylen Brown's going to be back. I think that's obviously going to be a huge boost for him. He practiced in full yesterday, so I love that. I'm going to go to the college hardwood, St. Mary's, minus 12 at Pepperdine. So St. Mary's, 16-4 straight up, 12-6-1 against the spread. Quietly one of the most dangerous teams in the country. They're not ranked in the AP poll, but they're eighth in KenPom's all-encompassing efficiency rating and own the seventh-ranked adjusted defensive rating. The Gales play at a snail's pace. They're 352nd in adjusted tempo out of 363. Their unique defensive style wreaks havoc on their opponents. This is a bet stamped also by approval from BetQL's Brian the Prodigy Hunt. I have to give him a shout out here. He's a huge fan of theirs. He gets me on them at pretty much every time they play for good reason here. KenPom also ranks Pepperdine 148th overall, so you see a massive gap there. What stands out is that they play at the 11th fastest adjusted tempo. So St. Mary's is going to definitely mix up the way that they're used to playing. They're going to overwhelm them, force their offense to execute in the half court, which is going to be a very, very hard thing for Pepperdine to do. So St. Mary's minus 12 to cover on the road.
Love that.
Gotta love the Gales. And you know that's going to set up Gales and Gonzaga here later in the season. And those games are always fun between those two teams out there. I am going back to the NBA. And bonjour, Lucy. Bonjour, Dan, as we head over to Paris. Yes, Paris, where the Detroit
Paris,
Pistons
France?
And the yes, Paris, France, as Detroit and Chicago are actually playing in Paris this afternoon. And I amour this pick of the Detroit Pistons under 236. Okay, enough of this. But yeah,
you do the whole thing in French if you want, right?
No,
that's fine.
These teams have had a couple of days off for travel and getting out there and doing all the things that they need to do with NBA ambassadors and things like that. And this is going to be a new gym for them, different sight lines. Their legs are going to be fresh, but they're also going to be rusty for not playing the last couple of games. And so that all leads to an under. And then one of the more important things here is Detroit's best young player, Killian Hayes, a French native. And you know the Pistons are going to come out and play strong for him. And in the NBA, sometimes that little bit of motivation really helps these teams when they play this long of a season. And so I think they're going to get Detroit's best effort. The way they've been terrible on defense so far this season. So you have this inflated number at 236. And so I'm going to go under. Merci beaucoup.
I was literally about to say merci beaucoup for that and bienvenue and bicicleta is bicycle. I remember that. And if you want to prepare for this, Mary Kate and Ashley Passport to Paris, great film. Some French there. I remember at 10 years old, the boys in that film are very watch that. It's a great one. Get in on that and these picks and some French and subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcasts.